This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Friends, family, brothers and sisters, I would like to bid you with the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. I would like to begin my words by extending my heartfelt condolences to the family of our beloved champion Muhammad Ali. For millions, perhaps billions of people across the world, of every race, of every religion, of every political persuasion, and every nationality, the passing of Muhammad Ali has made us all feel a little more alone in the world. It has taken something away from the very sweetness of life itself, and it has brought us all a nagging sense of sadness. Something solid, something big, something beautiful and life-affirming has left this world, and it is beyond the capacity of any of us to know if God will ever grace us again with anything that even comes close to the majesty that was Muhammad Ali. But Ali was not just a public figure. He was a husband, a father, a son, a brother. And if his passing has brought a certain emptiness to the lives of millions of people who never knew him personally, never felt the energy of his magical presence, never tasted the reassuring comfort of his loving embrace, and never had to live with the weight or the magnitude of his worries. If Ali's passing could have this effect on these throngs of distant lovers from across the globe, I can hardly begin to imagine the depths of his family's sense of loss. So to the family of our beloved champion, I would like to say, may Allah, may God Almighty shower his blessings, his strength, his mercy, and his compassion upon you all. May he provide you, as the days and the years wear on, with a solace that is so defiant in its depths and so tenacious in its grip that you know that it could only come from God. And may part of your solace come from the fact that you ultimately recognize that your sense of loss is only so great because God's gift to you in the person of Muhammad Ali was itself so singular and so magnificent. But Ali was not only a gift to his family, he was a gift to his people, his religion, his country, and ultimately to the world. As for his people, Ali was an unapologetic fighter in the cause of black people in America. And not just the classes among black folks, but even more especially, the masses. Ali was the people's champion, and champion he did the cause of his people. You see, the key to dominating a people is not simply to subject them to unjust laws, institutions, and social cultural norms. The key is to get them to accept this as normal, as just the way things are, as our way of life. It is to get them to internalize the sense that their role in life is simply to live as others tell them to live, and then to be thankful that those others are willing to allow them to live so. It is to take a people's story away from them and then assign them some jive time supporting role in your story. Once this happens, a people can never just be themselves. They must always perform according to what you say is normal. And they will be judged, awarded, or penalized based on how well they follow your script. In this state of mind, a dominated people remain convinced that reality is always fashioned by someone else, that they themselves can only function as consumers, never as producers of the fundamental values, conventions, ideas, and institutions that shape life. Ali took a wrecking ball to all of this, and his brilliance and his lasting endurance lies in the fact that he touched us all exactly where we needed to be touched, in our hearts and in the very deepest depths of our souls. Ali gave us identity, a new, authentic way of being ourselves. He gave us pride and confidence. He taught us that we were beautiful and that what we thought was right or wrong was just as worthy of consideration as what others thought was right or wrong. Ali inspired us. He filled us up. He gave us courage, and he taught us something about how to fight, not only inside the ring, but outside as well. For even in defeat, Ali showed the grace, the humility, and the forward resolve and determination of a true champion. This is the stuff that transformed the lives of millions of black Americans, myself included. So many of us would never have achieved what we have been able to achieve were it not for the selfless sacrifice, the boundless courage, and the love-filled inspiration of this great man. As for his religion, there can be no doubt that at the very center of Ali's being was Islam. Islam was both a source of his strength and the sustainer of his sense of mission. About this, there simply can be no doubt. But beyond what Islam did for Ali, Ali did something for Islam, especially in America. Ali did more to normalize Islam in this country than perhaps any other Muslim in the history of the United States. Of course, Ali was not a theologian, a sheikh, or an imam. And because of this, some might think that I am overstating my case here. But here is a newsflash. Most people do not live in the world of the theologians or the scholars. Most people live in the world of culture. And while religious scholars play a critical role in preserving the proper understanding of religion, if the prevailing culture does not reinforce and give practical meaning to their teachings, those teachings will find limited application among the masses. It is one thing to teach that God wants people to be charitable to the poor, or that He does not want them to eat pork. It is quite another thing, however, to produce a cultural orthodoxy that makes generosity cool and eating pork uncool. The same applies to standing up for what is right and standing against what is wrong. As a cultural icon, Ali made being Muslim cool. Ali made being a Muslim dignified. Ali made being a Muslim relevant. And all of this he did in a way that no one could challenge his belongingness to or in this country. Ali put the question of whether a person can be a Muslim and American to rest. Indeed, he KO'd that question. With his passing, let us hope that that question will now be interred with his precious remains. As for his country, there is a hadith, a statement of the Prophet Muhammad, in which he instructs the Muslims, help your brother, whether he is right or wrong. The Prophet's companions asked him, O Messenger of God, we understand that we must help our brother when he is right, but how can we help him when he is wrong? The Prophet responded, stop him from doing the wrong that he does. Ali helped this country move closer to its own ideals. He helped America do and see some things that America was not quite ready to do or see on its own. And because of Ali's heroic efforts, America is a better place today for us all. And in this regard, Ali belongs not just to the Muslims of this country. Ali belongs to all Americans. Whether you are black, white, Asian or Latina, Jewish, Christian, Muslim or atheist, if you are an American, Ali is part of your history, part of what makes you who you are. Thus, as an American, Ali belongs to you, and you too should be proud of this precious piece of your American heritage. And you should never allow anyone to deny you or disabuse you of your rightful claim to Ali's legacy. As for the world, who has filled the world with more hope, more inspiration, more empathy, more humility, and more goodwill than Muhammad Ali? Till the end, after all he had gone through in his life, despite his debilitating illness and all the other reasons he could have relied upon to be angry, vindictive, and insensitive to the sufferings of others, after all of this, there is no hatred in Ali, no bitterness, no malice. There was nothing but a bigness of heart and a graciousness of spirit and goodwill towards everyone. What a gift. As I close, I would like to say something for the record. And I would like to say it to Muhammad Ali himself. Ali, I love you, man. And I have loved you for a very long time. And I will continue to love you, to cherish your memory, and to celebrate your legacy. And this I will do, God willing, for as long as I shall remain on this planet. For now, however, I must bid you farewell. So I say to you, so long, my illustrious champion, my ever-present inspiration, my hero, my Muslim brother. May God's peace and blessings caress you and comfort you until that time that you meet him. Until then, my beloved, rest, rest in peace, and know, as I know now, the true meaning of those prophetic, indeed those divine words, Salam alaikum. Salam alaikum.